Previously on Algoa FM.
So I said I had a surprise for you, and I'm super excited to have them live in the studio. It's an iconic moment for me personally, but South Africa's powerhouse musical duo, Ferg and Son, hits the Eastern and Western Cape this December with a high voltage It's in the Blood tour, and I can't wait to dig deep with that. But Ferg and Son is made up of, yes, Fergie Ferguson, the legendary original voice behind the smash 80s hit Man on the Moon. And I just wanted to, you know, just bring back some memories quickly. Love it. And then he has his son with him, Michael. Remember this one? So yes, Michael, if you can indulge me, I have been calling you the kissing guy for a very long time because I really love that song. It's an earworm.
Oh, really?
Yes, I love it. Welcome, Fergie. Welcome, Michael. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you, Rosalie. It's great to be here with you guys.
Thank you. And you are going to start the tour, right? Soon. Or have you been touring?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow
we're starting in Bathurst.
It is happening. But first, I just want to say, Fergie, you have contributed enormously to the South African music landscape, and it is extraordinary, remarkable, and I just want to give you your flowers. As the youngsters say, it really is an honor to be with you today.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, and it's an honor to be here as well, you know. As I say, we've embarked on this tour. We just planned it while I was over in Austria playing with Michael for a few months, and we decided to do this because I've done it before with my band Ballyhoo. Yes. And this is different, and it's special playing with my son, obviously. Mm. You know. Mm. that makes it very special.
Yeah. And how do you feel, Michael, because this is dad, and you know dad is dad, but now you're working together basically.
Yeah, there's a lot of dynamics at play, you know. Family and professional music. Yes. And for me, it's first and foremost, it's a lot of fun. A lot of people who don't know my dad, only maybe through Ballyhoo and the songs, there's a lot of fun we're having on the road so far on the trip. And we got my uncle out from Ireland as well, who's along for the jewel. He's our merchandise manager. That's what he calls himself.
We take it. We love that.
But it's incredible. It really is so special to play with my dad. And I often say to my friends, you know, to be playing with your own father, never mind doing what you love, that's incredible enough. But to be doing it with my dad, it's just really, really special and something I'll never forget. It's going to be close to my heart.
Oh, that's so special, because that was one of the questions I wanted to ask you. When you are standing beside each other playing or practicing, what goes through your mind, Fergie, in your heart, in your mind, and you look at your boy and it's like, well, it definitely is in his blood.
Yes, just quickly, basically, you know, Michael, when he was younger, being a professional musician, we had always lots of instruments lying around. Mm. And I never pushed him to do what he ended up doing. And eventually he asked me to teach him a few chords, and it started from there. And I watched him grow as a musician. Mm. You know, he went to boarding school, took music lessons for classical keyboards. And I was always involved in him because, being a musician myself, I was always around him. And then, you know, just watching him, just the one day, just a spark, we said, you know, we're both pro musicians now, you know, to do something together would be very, very different and very special, you know.
And that's...
Yeah, it will be unique, and it is unique. And obviously that is how it came about, Ferg and Son. So what can we expect from you on tour?
Well, we've put together a show which is very different to anything we've done before. So we've been playing together since the beginning of this year. We started out, I was in South Africa. Then, as my dad mentioned, we were in Austria as our base, touring Europe for 2 or 3 months.
Three months.
And everything we've been doing up until then is very different from what we're doing now. This is a special bunch, a selection of songs made up of covers. We've selected a few very special covers that we're going to be doing in our own little way, with our own little story, why we selected this song. We're going to be engaging with the audience talking to them about that whole process. And then we're also doing original songs of mine, as well as Ballyhoo's, some of the old stuff which people haven't heard. So we're doing it in our own way as well. We've got 5 different guitars in the show, a piano, harmonies. We've got head mics going out into the crowd. So it's very exciting and engaging.
Yeah, and that's what it's about. And that's how it should be, actually.
Yes.
You know, just interacting.
Yes, absolutely.
Definitely. So you have a new song out as well. Are you going to be playing that song?
Yes, we are. Definitely, we have to. I mean, we...
Okay, I'm sorry I took the... Yeah, gave the secret away, but yes.
Yeah, well, that's exclusive. They're hearing it here first, and that's what I love.
Oh, wow.
That we're going to be playing that song. It's the first time we're going to be playing it on tour, and out is on this tour, so...
Okay, and it's called A Million and One.
A Million and One, that's right.
What's the message behind that?
Basically, it's about... I wrote the song quite a long time ago, actually, but when we were over in Austria, we went to a studio there in Spital. It's a place there, a beautiful studio called Mike Records, and we recorded it in a different kind of way, new approach.
Yeah.
But the message of the song, if I had to wrap it up, I would say it's about a relationship, whether it's a best friend, a lover, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, husband, wife... when you're going through tough times and difficult things, to stick with it and just don't throw in the towel too easily. Mm. It's worth it. And I say in the song, there's a million reasons to maybe leave, but you need that one to stay. And that's the message of the song, really.
It really is in his blood, hey, Fergie? It's beautiful.
Oh, it's deep, yes. But yeah, but it's great, yes. And I always loved the song when he first wrote it, you know. And that's why I think we just, Michael decided to do it again with different people, you know.
Different
of course, I was there, but doing it with a different producer, engineer who hears it fresh again. And I think, yeah, the way it's come out, it's really, really good, you know. And as Michael said, we're going to be playing all these original songs. The one you just played, Kissing, we'll be playing that as well. Obviously, Man the Moon and one or two other ones from myself, from Ballyhoo Days. And we're looking forward to Bathurst tomorrow night, Kendal-on-Sea, if you don't mind me saying.
Yes, go ahead.
Kendal-on-Sea on Saturday the 13th. We're there at the Goat Shed. Then the 14th, we're in the Music Kitchen here in Port Elizabeth.
Yeah.
I hope to see some of you people come along there because it's a great venue. That's an afternoon show on Sunday the 14th. And then the 15th, we're down in Knysna at the Gin Bar. 16th. Is
Forest Gate in Plettenberg.
Bit of a story there, you might have heard it. There was a place called Shabby Fufu
in Plett.
In Plett. And we were due to play there on the 16th, and 2 days ago it burnt to the ground. That wasn't a good... But no. We're playing at another venue called Forest Gate, so yeah.
Okay, perfect. And they can find this information on social media?
On all of our social media at Ferg and Son, or on our website. It's www.fergandson, so it's FERG. NSON.io/tour. Fergandson.io/tour.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. And if you don't mind, I'm actually going to play your song.
Ashley,
Michael Ferguson.
You're a star. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It has been legendary to be in your presence, Fergie.
Thank you.
Of course, your son. All of the best for the tour and continue the fun.
Thank you.
My body is weak. My blood is on the floor. Can't find the words to speak. There is no army that's gonna win this war. Echoes in the dark from 100 miles away. But up close in the distance, it's so close that you can taste it. There's a light that leads the way. Name the place, point the direction. We've got nothing left to hide. So let's get up and go. Dare to do things differently. Search until we find it, even though we may be blinded by the very light we see. Since you've been gone, I start to see.
absolutely gorgeous. Michael Ferguson and I'll Go FM, 1,000,001. Go check out their social media pages and find them on tour.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.